The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
Shrimp, heaven when, shrimp, heaven when, shrimp, heaven when. Shrimp, heaven when, shrimp, heaven when, shrimp, heaven when. Shrimp, heaven now, shrimp, heaven now, shrimp, heaven, shrimp, heaven now. If I sing, will you sing with me, shrimp? Heaven when, shrimp, heaven now, shrimp, heaven now. Are you ready, motherfuckers? Shrimp, heaven when, shrimp, heaven now, shrimp, heaven. It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze.
I gotta watch security. Everyone,
that's the Phantom of the King's Theater.
One more time for our friend Lynn, if you don't mind.
Keep an eye on that guy.
Yeah, he's going places. Hey, by the way, Lynn, you're so welcome for your big break. So glad we could provide that.
He left.
Hello, and welcome to my brother and me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I'm your middlest brother, Travis McElroy.
And I'm your sweet baby brother and 30 under 30 media luminary, Griffin McElroy.
I just want to start things off. I want to say thank you to Paul, who gave us this terrible ticking clock
to our deaths.
That's right in front of me.
Like the Chilean miners who emerged so many years ago. We've returned here.
How long before that reference just becomes self-referential instead of actually referential?
When people say, like, the Chilean miners, and you're like, you mean my brother, me, guys? I have spent my entire life wondering what 300,000... horny people.
There's 300,000
like.
People.
Oh,
shit.
3,000 horny people.
Hey, y'all sound like 300,000 people. Brooklyn, best fans in the world.
Best fans in the world.
Yeah. Bridges and shit.
Every time I come to Brooklyn, I say, it always sounds like there's one person is 300 people.
So,
I did the math bad. Never mind.
That's so bad.
We gotta stop pre-drinking. I say it every time.
And during drinking and post-drinking. Yeah. Yeah. We're old.
Yeah. Wow, there's... I mean, we had some fun there, but there's a fucking lot of people.
Here's the nice thing, though. Statistically, some of you will enjoy the show.
Yeah. Yeah.
We and the more people are here, the better chance we have that someone walks out going, you know, that was pretty good.
Yeah. We got to touch on, like, every fetish we can think of. So they're walking out like, you know, I didn't enjoy most of it. The foot stuff, though. Chef's kiss.
That one part where they talked about the stuff on the butt?
Love it.
Love it. So we've been...
Got him.
We found the butt fan. So we've been together now for a couple of days. And this is a horrible transition from talking about the butt fan. But we're all, you know, hot young dads, hot young daddies, and I love being around you all in your element because I get to see like how y'all are dadding out. And I was wondering if we could start the show out if Travis, you could tell me about the little anecdote that you. That you shared with me shortly a few moments ago about your father of the year sort of moment.
Go ahead, Trav.
He's about to say a sentence, and I'm so excited for it.
I mean, Griffin, are you like me that you've been spending the last 30 seconds envisioning exactly how he's going phrase
it's like,
it?
It's like cellar door. It's like the most phonetically pleasing sentence.
I think it'll be.
He's going to say it, and I'm excited because the crowd's going to just explode.
I should preface this.
Say, hold on, you have to say the sentence.
There's 9 words, Travis, that you have to say.
I dropped a fidget spinner on my baby's head.
There it is. It went down real good.
I know. Let me preface this. I have impulse control problems. So, my baby was taking a nap.
Yeah.
It gets better, right?
I looked at my wife and said, wouldn't it be funny if I spun this so that it spun upon her forehead? At which
how long you been in the fidget spinning game? Because that's a pro-level maneuver.
Not long, Griffin.
Apparently not.
Not long. And let me be clear. At that moment, my brain, unchecked, went, yeah. And so, spun it, and I kind of jokingly waved it over my daughter's head, at which point it spun off my fingers and bonked my sleeping daughter in the face. And she woke up, and I shushed her back to sleep, saying, forget.
Please. I'll never recover from this.
It's a pretty sad comment on the state of affairs, though, that when Travis told us this anecdote, my and Griffin's first reaction was, well, there's the intro. So his loss is our gain.
Listen, I wish I could say I'm just doing my best, but I'm clearly
that
not.
That wasn't, no.
And I also should be clear, and this is, I can't stress this enough. I did not buy this fidget spinner. It's really important to me that you all know that.
I feel like most fidget spinners should say on have printed on them.
Not for sale.
I didn't buy this. This was
it was
gift.
In a bag that was given to me at an event. And I said, well, this is my end. Finally, the fidget spinner lifestyle I've been looking for.
Hey, real
better drop this on my kid.
Real quick question. Anybody in here have a fidget spinner with them right now? Wait, please, just a show of hands. I'm just trying to get an idea.
Are they still
just
happening?
Just get the spinners up in the air. I'm curious if spinners are still hot.
Oh, God, I feel a breeze coming from the audience.
So nice. So if you've never listened, anybody never listened to our show before? Okay.
Okay, how weird was that song about shrimp?
We take your questions and turn them alchemy-like into wisdom. We're very smart and good at things. And
this is how we
I
help.
I dropped a fidget spinner
yeah,
on my baby.
It's not that.
Not,
there's
yeah.
some things we're okay
I should actually
at.
Just leave the stage, yeah. though.
You did detract from your bona fides.
Let's get in it.
What is the etiquette for telling someone that they were in your dream last night? Is it ever acceptable? Is it ever not awkward? What if it was a particularly rad dream where you fought zombies together? Does that make it okay? It's from Dreaming Duo in Ohio and New York.
Are you here? All right.
Can I just say, at live shows, whenever I ask that question, are you here? There's always this weird, like, half a beat where I think, they're not here. And then someone says, woo, and I think, they're lying. Like, they waited to see if someone else responded first.
Yeah, they're playing an extended game of werewolf. Like, oh, I'm here. Yeah, I've been here the whole time. For sure. I was the here one that was here.
There is no way you can tell me in a sentence, I had this dream about you last night where we were fighting zombies, where I'm not going to be looking for the gap in that sentence where you edited out and then we did it in the dream.
The problem really comes from, like, every time you say to someone, you were in my dream last night, they immediately become 13 years old, and they, like, start 13-year-old giggling, like, was I any good? And it's like, that's the problem. That's the problem. Like, that,
yeah.
Let's just break that down. That's the equivalent of saying, hey, I thought about you yesterday. I'm like, about boning me?
I may be alone in this. I don't think I am. I'm pretty sure everybody else is in the same boat. But whenever I hear someone start a vignette with, so I had this dream last night, my immediate reaction is, oh, good, I had some other stuff I had to think about. Let me go ahead and fire that up real quick.
To be fair, you can pretty much respond to any dream sentence with, really?
Whoa. Oh,
great.
How many?
Really?
How many clouds? Wow.
I feel the same way about, I have this idea for a movie, and I'm like, ah, great. What was it that I had to get at Costco today?
That explains so much.
Yeah, both of those were subtly targeted at Travis. He's got a lot of pitches.
Some of them are good, and you'll never know.
Because I don't pay attention to them. How about a Yahoo?
Ooh. Can I just say, I now have this ticking down, letting me know how long we've spent on some bits, and it's like, that was a 2-minute bit. Oh, no. Thank you. Save me.
You're
from
welcome.
Myself.
It'll be my burden. This one was sent in by Morgan Davey. Keep it wavy, Morgan Davey.
Morgan Davey, are you here?
Nope.
Don't know where anyone lives.
Yahoo Answers, anonymous Yahoo Answers user, I'm going to call him Kevin, asks, some Kevins in the crowd tonight.
What's up, my Kevins?
Ooh, I'm feeling these Kevins. Okay, Kevin asks, can I eat a meatball sub while sick? I have a stuffy nose, a sore throat, and I threw up around midnight, but I feel better today. Can I eat it? The next two sentences are so good. I want it so bad. My dad made them, by the way. It's not from Subway or anything.
Okay, I will say, to Kevin's defense, the traditional Kevin defense, every time I am sick, there's something in my brain that goes, you know what you want? And it's like the word, like, you want a hamburger right now. It's like, I don't.
I can't.
But that's all I crave. Like, my body's like, let's really flush this out.
The way you think about eating when you are sick is so whack, because it's like, oh, I've got a cold. That means I can only eat dry Cheerios. And it's like, probably not. Like,
I want dry waffles. That's all I ever want. Yeah. Just toast
but you
up
could
some
waffles.
I think that's a nature versus nurture thing where, like, if you're 10 and your parents are like, oh, you're sick? Here's some toast and Sprite. You're like, that's sick food.
All cool. Right. Here we go. I want to talk about
Sprite. That's the thing we
do. Wouldn't you love? I would lose my fucking gourd if I went into a restaurant. I saw someone eating toast and flat Sprite.
What if you went to a doctor and the doctor was like, I see. Let me prescribe. This is going to sound a little weird.
Hang with
a
me.
A meatball sub. It's got all the vitamins
homemade
you need.
Homemade.
Don't go to Subway.
Don't go to Subway or some shit.
I do have Quiznos. I'm a doctor.
I do have to say, this is some not great dadding.
Yeah, I was about to say, because I've only been a dad 9 months, and like, my Henry right now has an ear infection. My initial instinct was not, oh, that's too bad. I'm going to make some meatball Subway sandwiches. Some
meatball
real
sub is a meal that takes some prep.
Yeah.
You got to go buy that shit. You don't just have meatball sub fixins.
I've never thought, oh, my sweet boy is ill. I'm going to make a crock pot based meal. Instead, I just leave town for 5 days.
Hey, I want to apologize because earlier Travis made it sound like Kevin's dad was never prepared for things. And it may be that Kevin's dad shops ahead of time, or maybe every Tuesday is Meatball Sub Tuesday. And he just has it ready.
Shit. Yeah. Just Meatball Sub Tuesday waits for no man.
Kevin, can you imagine if it's Monday and you start feeling bad and you're like, fuck!
And you're just snorting lines of emergency like, I can't, it's tomorrow.
Not today, Jesus.
Kevin's dad is sitting bedside like, you're missing out.
Too bad.
I can't break the chain.
More for me. I'm going to eat yours. Save it for tomorrow.
I wish I could, Kevin.
It's not
but tomorrow.
Tomorrow
will be Wednesday. Yeah. What the fuck am I supposed to do with that?
Sadly, Wednesday is dry cereal and flat Sprite. You missed it by that much.
Griffin, I didn't want you to miss out on your lifelong dream.
Okay, I wanted to do something really quick. Hold on. It's working. Yeah, Wonderwall.
All right, everyone, get ready to sing Wonderwall.
Absolute silence.
He's not starting until it's quiet. Sure, get your phones out. Get this on the tube quick.
Shit!
Start over!
Start again.
Sounds like hot, hot, hot. We fucking stole that melody! Original composition.
Can I say my favorite thing about that?
Theme from Rugrats.
He held his hand like a creature where this was the head.
I was very scared.
And it was like, burm, burm, burm.
So different. Ooh, there's different voices. This one's called Sneaky.
That was from Rugrats Nights. Where it got a little racy.
I gotta say, I haven't talked much in the last 2 minutes, and I'd really like to work Griffin piano segments into every show.
It would only be the Rugrats theme song.
Hey, everybody, thanks for coming out tonight. I'm gonna play a little tune you may have heard. Bam, bam, bam,
bam, bam, bam. Do we have the. Can someone reach out to Klasky Supo to see if we can use that?
Oh, no!
Oh, no.
This might never make it to air for legal reasons.
Ask Mark Mothersbaugh. It's his job.
I've killed the momentum of the live show.
I love socks.
I have almost 50.
The end.
No, not,
thank
not
you.
In. I love socks. What do I do? I have almost 50 pairs, and I'm even subscribed to a monthly sock delivery service.
Oh, nice.
My friend, you should
stop. Do they sponsor us?
I'm assuming they would use the brand name. Unfortunately, I usually wear long pants in the colder seasons, and no one can see my great foot mittens.
I don't care for that.
I don't care for that. That's not happening, in case anybody's curious whether or not that's happening. Foot mittens is not happening. How can I show off my neat socks while still looking cool? That's from Super Socks Supporter in Central Jersey. Are you here? Can
all right.
I get verbal confirmation via Woo that sock mittens is not happening? You're going to let it go.
No, it's happening.
Okay, sticking apparently it's it. Happening. Sorry.
They're sticking with it.
Socks on the outside.
Okay.
Of the
pants? You took the
of
pants.
Of the shoe.
You just jumped right to it.
It's not the socks you're wearing. So the socks you're displaying.
Okay, so you have two pairs of socks on, one protecting your foot.
It is a one-off sock experience.
Okay.
It is a bespoke sock experience.
Is sandals an option? No.
No. No.
I just wanted to pitch that hypothetical. The problem with cool socks is that they're only cool if they are discovered like an ancient treasure
and
by
you
a stranger.
You have to react to it like, oh yeah, I forgot I was wearing my hilarious
T-bone
socks.
Fun socks. Yeah.
You can't be like, yes. If someone's like, oh, are those puppy dogs on your socks? Yes.
Well, you shouldn't really respond to anything like that, Travis. I'm not sure that observation is
unless
specific.
Unless the question is, are you the murderer?
Yeah, right. Did you bring the silver dagger? Yes.
Yes. That's a direct Poirot reference.
Probably.
These motherfuckers have been talking about Poirot for literally every fucking conversation.
I'm in the middle of Blue Train. Be cool, everyone!
Don't spoil Mystery of the Blue Train, everybody.
I skipped the big four because Justin tells me I don't have to listen
Travis
to
said,
it.
Apropos of nothing, can I skip the
it's
big four?
It's this all weekend. Like, Griffin all was, weekend.
Griffin was in the room, and Travis said, can I skip the big four? I'm on the Blue Train. And Griffin's like, what the fuck are you talking? Are you having an aphasia? What are you talking about?
I have a Yahoo here that I'm very excited about.
We're not done. We're not done talking about fucking socks.
Don't
move away from Poirot.
You don't want to talk about socks. You just want to talk about Poirot more.
Well, yeah.
No, I'll talk about the... Okay, did we address the viability of socks over shoes? Because I think people are going to see that and think, that's a fucking rebel right there.
Now, people love their shoes, right? You got those beautiful white Vans. You clean them when someone scuffs your Vans, right? That's a thing.
What the fuck are you talking about? This is more incomprehensible
than
the Poirot chat.
I'm talking about Damn Daniel. Didn't Damn Daniel have...
You're talking about... It's 2017. You can't talk about Damn Daniel. Damn Daniel turned 85 and he died. You can't talk about fucking Damn Daniel. It's September 2017.
I like that Travis stepped on the thing I was saying to get in his great thing and then looked at me like I'm going to cut the noose down. No, dog. You're going to dangle. You're going to dangle while I watch. I had a joke in my head where the punchline was going to be Patch Adams, and you fucking killed me. You ruined it. And I'm going to watch you dangle.
Can you make your Patch Adams joke and pull me out?
No, because it wasn't a joke. Like 90%
of things
you say.
It wasn't a joke. Then what were you going to say?
It wasn't a joke.
Hey, have you guys seen that super sad?
It wasn't a joke. It was something I was going to say with increasing levels of volume and then say it like it was a joke, and people would laugh at it.
Our formula, our whole pattern.
The classic.
Okay. How about this Yahoo that was sending...
Hey, so
sucks. Holy fucking shit.
That's weird, right? Because you're putting a thing on
this
your
Yahoo
foot.
This Yahoo was sent in by Seth Carlson. Thank you, Seth. This Yahoo Answers user Florin asks...
Florin?
Can feeding take place via smell on a very small scale, of course. I'm thinking about the sinuses and mucous membranes.
I feel like the
end?
Yeah.
Yeah, end of question.
I'm thinking about them.
I feel like the vibe of this show got very confrontational, and I'd like, in the interest of science, if we could just rein it back a little bit.
Okay.
Let's all get on the same team and say that...
And make fun of this person for their bad questions.
Hold on.
We just talked about not being confrontational, and you just told me to hold on five times.
But I said it... I thought I said it in a pleasant... Off mic. I thought I said it in a pleasant way.
Yeah, it was good.
I was pleased
by it.
Okay. Because here's the thing, like... You smell and you taste very close together.
Yeah, those holes are right next door.
There.
They are face neighbors.
It is connected.
Let me hit you with this. You get a big bowl of soup, a big hearty bowl of soup.
That's what I was thinking about.
And you smell it, and it smells great because you got it from Panera Bread.
We got any Panera Bread fans here tonight? That's nothing.
We don't have to do that every time we reference a brand of any kind. The steam is coming up off the soup, and it's getting in your nose. What's the steam made out of, if not the soup?
Like, everybody, the reason you didn't laugh very hard at that great joke? Yeah. You're thinking about it now, aren't you?
Right?
You're thinking about it.
The steam is coming up off the soup, and you smell it. It smells like the soup, and that's because there's soup in the steam. Because
that's the thing. You might say, like, oh, steam is just water vapor. Okay, cool. Why does it
Where's
smell
the
like
smell
soup?
Come
yeah,
from?
That's weird. Thanks, Neil deGrasse Tyson. Nice try.
Because here's the thing. Imagine this. you put some soup on a burner, right?
Okay.
You leave it there for too long, it dries out. So some soup went away.
Where'd it go?
Huh. I guess it was in the fucking smell, right?
So you're... But now this ruins it, because now I get my big, hearty Panera soup, and I set it down at the table and crack the lid open, the steam comes up. Oh, my soup's getting away.
Yeah.
Soup escape.
Sid, can you get nutrients through smell? Can you get nutrients through smell?
Can you eat with smell?
Can you eat with smell? She says no.
Sid, play with us.
Sid, play in this space, Sid.
Play in the space.
Oh, shit.
Please,
what Sid. If you could get nutrients through smell, and every time you sneeze, you were losing nutrients from your body?
Whoa!
Hold on, wait. You suggested that every time you sneeze, you're letting smell out of your body.
Yeah.
You could. Have you ever tried to smell a sneeze?
I haven't. No, I guess not.
Smells terrible.
It smells like soup. Yeah, I had
well,
it.
Well, here's the thing, Griffin.
I was in a hurry.
You breathe it in through your nose.
Yeah.
Right?
And where does
smell,
it go?
And that smell?
Is holy shit! You're right!
What sneeze else is escaping your nose? Yes. Excuse us.
Sorry,
this is a brother
stop.
Moment. This isn't for you.
This is for us.
And you breathe in
yeah,
through your nose,
smell,
right?
Dog. Yeah. All right, this hasn't been entertaining at all, but I've learned a lot about smelling.
On the magic school bus!
I shaved my head several months ago.
No, you didn't.
It's the next question. I shaved my head several months ago, and while I'm loving the hashtag bald girl life, it's come with a unique problem. Every once in a while, an intrepid stranger on the street, the kindest adjective you could have used, by the way, I really asked the question, on the street will approach me and start rubbing my head with absolutely, exactly, thank you. In their defense, it's very fuzzy and inviting head, but
don't
like...
Don't defend!
Don't you dare.
Attack them!
In their attack, fuck off!
Yeah.
Am I wrong in thinking this is completely unacceptable? No. What should I do when a total stranger tries to pet me like some kind of weird dog? And that's from Rosie, the Razor in New York City.
Yeah, is that you?
Rosie, are you here?
No. Are you here? All right.
Yeah!
All right, here's the thing.
Let me ask you a question.
Okay.
If you had not shaved your head, and another human being on this planet approached you like this.
Like a fucking Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Yeah.
Would that be okay?
Absolutely not. It's heinous and it's awful. And I think the only thing you can do is rub their head back, but like, but fucking hard. Like,
here's the thing. If a stranger walks up to you and rubs your head, you could punch them in the face. And then if the cops are called and it's like, what happened? That other person always has to start that story with, well, I approached another human being and started touching them.
So I was rubbing this person's head and then, like, there's no, the story's over. You're already in handcuffs going to jail. Do you know Taekwondo? If I might suggest...
Justin, show us a move you might use against a potential...
What?
Travis is going... Hold on, wait. Set it up. Travis will play the hair person.
I'll be bad touch.
Travis is bad touch, and Justin, you'll play the part of...
The
touchy.
Okay.
Well, but hopefully you will not be touch Ed. So here we go. Yeah, I'll play by play. Stand over there a little bit so I can actually see you both. All right, here we go. So Justin, what is he doing? What set the scene? Let's do like a hey everybody, let's take it to the audience. What's a fun thing for Justin to be doing? Painting. Vaping. Justin, you're vaping. So Justin's just vaping. And he doesn't have the hair, and Travis is looking at him vaping, and he's coming at him real... Hey, Travis, three quarters for me? I can't see. Here we go. Open up a little bit. Travis is going, and then Justin chops the hand away with a fist. Okay, no, stop. Hold on, go back. You're telling me, now I'm rooting for this guy, because you're telling me that you tried to grab and your hand got punched away once and you were like, okay, that's one. Oh, no, now we're having a fight. All right, so let's try again. Justin's right, punch. And all right, now my brother's. Now Justin and Travis are fighting.
Okay, I'm just saying when you hit my arm, it hurt really bad. I didn't mean to hurt you. I've never used Taekwondo like that before. That was an inappropriate usage. It's part of my oath that I will never misuse
you're
Taekwondo.
You're out of the dojo.
It's said in my... It's not a dojo. Good try, though. Bigot.
I'm sorry I punched you in the tummy.
It doesn't matter. I swore in my oath I would never misuse Taekwondo. And I feel like...
Justin's going to be off for the rest of the show because he knows that he's broken his sacred bond.
I feel like I might have misused Taekwondo.
But you didn't, because look at how many people you made happy.
Okay. Y'all promise never to tell Master Kruk at Tri-State Taekwondo that I misused
Taekwondo.
But Tommy
did a great job because my tendons hurt really bad.
I didn't mean to hit you. I'm really sorry. I wanted to look good for the stage. Here. Do you want some ice or something?
No, I've got beer.
Okay.
How about a Yahoo?
Yeah.
This Yahoo was sent in to me by probably 50 people. Thank you, 50 people. It's from Yahoo Answers user, Lewis, who asks, anyone know a way to take hot sauce to school without bringing the whole bottle? Is this what Beyonce was talking about? And she says she has hot sauce in her bag, just some loose Cholula just flowing around in there, going hither and yon.
You could hoop it.
You could what?
What?
You could hoop it. It's when you...
Say it.
You could put a bunch of hot sauce in a condom and put it up your butt.
Let's.
I'm not proud of knowing.
No, nobody's proud.
Like, the risk reward on this for hot sauce is buck wild. Like, I hate bland bologna as much as the next guy, for sure. But I'm not sure it's worth like anal torture.
How did he die?
Well,
he was rubbing this woman's head, and then the condom of hot sauce in his butt exploded. She punched him in the butt, and the hot sauce exploded. Anyway, I guess Law and Order is out of ideas, so this is our series finale, everyone.
Get out of here, Ice Cube.
I'm Dick Wolf, and I've been set free. You're free, Dick. I used my last wish to set you free, Dick Wolf. We did an episode where they talked about a condom full of hot sauce and a butt exploding. As an IBS sufferer, this would actually be a pretty good, like, simulation, just sort of as an outreach program.
Can I just say how glad I am we do live shows? Because it's, like, the one time someone on stage mentions having IBS and people in the audience are like, yeah!
Like
me too!
Yeah, like you just dropped Brian Fellows or Mango. Like, oh, my favorite character, IBS!
I packed my lunch in middle school, and for all 3 years...
Did you hoop it?
I hooped it every time. And I didn't do a good job. It was mostly bags of potato chips and Star Crunches. But I went through a phase where, fuck me, I just wanted some chips and salsa on the go. And so I would take a little Tupper guy full of salsa... Locker salsa, I guess, that would sit in my locker for 4 hours, and I would have myself a little treat, and all of my friends would look at me like, what the fuck are you doing? We have to be seen with you, and you have a Tupperware container of salsa that you have sort of partitioned for yourself.
This is a thing, and I may have talked about this before, but the real is that now as an adult, now as a 33-year-old legal adult, I think about the fact that my lunch strategy was like, I took food and then I put it in a room temperature box for 4 hours.
Yeah.
And then I ate it. Like, sometimes it occurs to me that I didn't have a refrigerator at my disposal, and it makes me retroactively sick. Like, I have 10-year-old food poisoning.
Yeah.
The idea that my sandwich with fucking meat on it sat in a box for, like, 5 hours, and then I ate it like a monster.
You know, Travis, you saying this reminds me of something.
I want a munch. I want to munch. I want a munch. I want to munch.
Welcome here to Munch Squad.
There was so much more to that song than I remembered.
It was a big, it's a big crowd, big show. Got to do a big Munch Squad. So if you point your browser to ta.co, you're going to find the Taco Bell website.
Wait,
holy
what?
Shit.
Wait, fuck off.
That's a Justin McElroy web address.
No, I wish. I wish I'd had that foresight, but they got ta.co.
Did you just hide it from me?
No, I don't want you to look. Too quick. Well, no, because I'm holding the mic in this hand. And
I saw a picture of the JPEG. I saw the JPEG, and I wished I hadn't seen it.
So, Taco Bell has turned breakfast inside out with its Naked Egg Taco, which debuted on August 31st.
This is a press release. That was the most unappetizing scent. We took your favorite meal. We fucking turned it inside out.
We ravaged
with a
it.
Naked egg. Fuck.
A naked egg is, I'm pretty sure I've seen the video where you can hatch the egg without the shell and you wrap it in saran wrap.
So.
Thanks, BuzzFeed.
So, it's a taco shell made of fried egg, stuffed full of beloved morning flavors. And it has apparently reinvented the breakfast taco experience. Okay, so.
Am I supposed to touch it?
Here's the first problem that I want you to deal with in your heads. Imagine a fried egg, and it's a big-ass circle, okay? So imagine that, and imagine someone folded it up and then filled it with eggs, more eggs, gross, and
already I have a problem because if you take an egg and fold
just
it...
Just let me finish. Please okay. Let me finish for one time. This is literally my podcast. Please stop talking to me. So you take an egg, put more eggs in it, then you put some cheese and some other items that I'll discuss later. And potatoes, I guess, and stuff. And you fold it into a taco shape. Can you imagine that for me in your heads real quick? Okay. Now, in your mind's eye, I want you to put it on its side and realize that it's a fucking omelet. Taco Bell, you've done nothing. You've changed adjacency. You've rotated an existing food item. It's nothing. But let's see how they make something into nothing. No stranger to shell innovation. Fuck you that that's even a thing. Fuck you that that is a problem that I have to deal with.
Stranger to being a food pervert. Taco Bell.
Taco Bell got real nasty on this one. Taco Bell revealed its latest game-changing breakfast offering, the Naked Egg Taco, created with a masterful shell. Fuck.
Words mean like, nothing anymore.
Let me stop you, because the problem with the use of the word shell is, you know what eggs aren't?
Yeah. Right. Yes.
I've never picked up an egg and be like, like, it's floppy.
I think you meant to say, I've never picked up an egg, period!
With your hands.
You don't do it. So anyway, the Naked Egg Taco creates a masterful shell made entirely of a fried egg. The Naked Egg Taco flips the breakfast classic inside out.
Or on its side.
Or on its side. Thank you, Travis. That's literally what they're doing. The reimagined breakfast taco delivers a mouthful of crispy potatoes, bacon, or sausage,
and
cheese.
Oh, I just thought about putting it in my mouth for the first time.
I just thought about the word reimagined. Because that pictured people thinking about
it. People thought about it.
Oh, guys, I've got it.
The guy in question is actually Liz Matthews, Chief Food Innovation Officer at Taco Bell Corp.
Can you imagine if that was your fucking job title?
Yeah. Egg toucher.
That's too
much. Give me something nasty.
That's too much pressure. I would go in day one like, listen, I can't get this nasty. I know how nasty you want me to be right now. I can't get this nasty for you. Quote from Liz. The naked egg taco strips down the traditional breakfast taco. The traditional breakfast taco.
It strips down your understanding of what it is to eat.
This ain't your grandpa's breakfast taco.
I live in Austin. I actually have a very clear picture of what a breakfast...
No, what I mean, a tradition. Something that needs to be subverted and, dare I, perverted is not like... It's not... Okay. Allowing us to deliver a new flavor experience. I mean, that's true.
It's eggs. Wait, but what's the... Oh, hold on. You can't say flavor experience.
No, it's just
the flavor is eggs.
It's eggs.
It's eggs and potatoes and bacon.
Shell in
I've been there. You didn't say, like, a meteor rock.
Okay.
Like, you're not bringing a
And
heat.
Zebra face.
Okay. Shell innovation is at the core of where we experiment. That's fucking sinister.
Can you believe that? Honey, how was your day at work? I can't crack it. Wait.
What if you touched an egg like a nasty person?
Whether it's crispy chicken, biscuits, or waffles. Yeah, fucking list your crimes. Fuck off. The wrap-up menu item classics. We bring our fans craveable and unexpected food experiences that leave them wanting more. For the first time ever, this is where it goes off the rails, Greg. For the first time ever, fans at select cities will have a chance to reserve a table inside Taco Bell and taste its newest menu item leading up to the nationwide debut.
I believe you have a Travis on the...
Excuse me. Nasty pig table.
Hey, Jeremy, do you have plans for Saturday at 10? No, I don't. What are you thinking of something? Would you like to get really bad diarrhea with me and just have it for the rest of the Saturday? I would love to get bad diarrhea.
How do you, okay, when you make that call to Taco Bell, one, who's the poor person who has to answer that? This is Taco Bell, I guess? You want a what?
Yeah, because you're going to have the conversation with this poor employee who just started 3 weeks ago that, like, no, on that day, they are, in fact, taking reservations. You have to try to sell them that bill of goods. I'd like a table near the bathroom, please. Obviously. Okay, thank you.
And it goes without saying, table for one.
Can I reserve the toilet? Slide it under the door. I'll be ready to go.
Events will kick off in New York on Thursday. How'd it go?
Hey.
We'll continue with experiences at Taco Bell restaurants in Laguna Beach, Austin, Texas. Good, good, good. And Chicago. You just getting that reservation on your phone. It's over. You missed it. You get through Open Table. Fans unable to score a seat are encouraged to follow along using the hashtag NakedEggTaco.
Can you imagine?
Hey,
can you imagine? Oh, I couldn't get a table. Oh, I just have to see how it goes. I gotta be there for every minute of it.
If I ever find Naked Egg Taco in your search history on Twitter, I'm going to put you in prison. This is fair warning. You're going to prison. Anyway.
Hey folks, this is Griffin McElroy. Just Griffin. Thank you all for listening to our live show from the beautiful King's Theater in Brooklyn, New York. It was a pretty buck wild show. I don't know if you get this just from listening to it, but the King's Theater is like this huge, opulent wonder theater where like 3,000 people were there. And it was, I can't believe that they let us
even into the theater, let alone perform a show there. So thank you all very much, and thanks to our special guests, Lin-Manuel Miranda, and our other special guest who is going to be helping us out with audience Q&A here in just a little bit. Before we get to that, I got some ads to tell you about, but before we get to the ads, I wanted to say we have a show that we've added to our next tour, our Midwest tour in November. On Thursday, November 16th, we added another show in Chicago, and there are still tickets available. If you want to see us in Chicago, just go to McElroyShows.com/tours, and you can find ticket links there. Yeah, that'll be next month. Here this weekend, though, we're going to be down in Atlanta and Nashville, so we'll see everybody there. I think there might be some tickets available for those shows as well, so we will see y'all real, real soon. All right, let's talk about our sponsors this week. Our first sponsor is Lyft. Lyft is a service where you get on your thing and you call a car. Well, you don't call a car. You just get a car on the application, like an application kind of like Flappy Bird. And then the car shows up and then you get in it and it takes you to where it is that you need to go. 9 out of 10 Lyft rides get a perfect 5-star rating. And they're the first rideshare platform with tipping built right into the app. If you're a driver, you keep 100% of the tips, and they add up fast. So join the ride-sharing company that believes in treating its people better. Just go to Lyft.com. That's L-Y-F-T, by the way. You probably knew that. Lyft.com/brother today, and you can get a $500 new driver bonus. That's Lyft.com/brother. Lyft.com/brother. Limited time only. Terms apply. Also, I want to tell you about Boll & Branch. Boll & Branch makes really fantastic sheets that, when you sleep on them, when you wake up the next morning, you're taller and food tastes better and colors are more vivid. They said not to specifically say that it makes you taller and jump better and makes food taste better, but it's the damn truth. What makes these sheets unique is that each one is crafted from 100% organic cotton. That means Boll & Branch sheets not only feel incredible, but they also look amazing. And you're going to get twice the comfort and style at half the price. You can try these sheets for 30 nights, and if you're not impressed, you just return them for a full refund. Just go to BollandBranch.com today, and you'll get $50 off your first set of sheets plus free shipping when you use the promo code MYBROTHER. That's $50 off plus free shipping right now at BollandBranch.com. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code MYBROTHER. BollandBranch.com. Promo code MYBROTHER. I've got some Jumbotrons to tell you about, but before that, Jumbotrons are going back on sale for a lot of our shows on Wednesday, November 1st at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Max Fun will be selling all spots available for the first 6 months of 2018, and if the last few sales like this are any indication, these are going to go very, very fast. So if you want to get a message on the show, go to MaximumFun.org/Jumbotron for more details. Again, Wednesday, November 1st at 11 a.m. Pacific time. This first Jumbotron is going to tell you all about Max Fun NYC. Do you live in or around NYC? That's New York City. New York City? Like the old salsa commercials? Visit maxfun.nyc/join to make new maximum fun-loving friends, have amazing adventures, and get the most out of your city. With 1,500-plus members, Max Fun NYC is the greater NYC area's unofficial maximum fun fan and friend community. We share tickets to shows and podcast recordings, play D&D. Most of us started after Taz. Thank you. We do monthly karaoke, eat and review crazy food in our Munch Squad, and throw events like a recent trip to be near horses at medieval times, or our upcoming Halloween party. Tickets still available. It's a great way to make new, genuinely nice friends who totally get all your good McElroy references. It's a good bunch. It's a good bunch of folks, and if you live in the New York area, that specifically New York City, like the salsa commercial, then you should check it out. Again, maxfun.nyc/join. Got another message here. This one's for Heather, and it's from James, who says, "Dear Heath, or Heath, probably Heath, happy birthday. Thanks for putting up with my weird job and letting me travel around with questionable folks in these somewhat questionable bands and being there to pick me up from the airport no matter how shitty these Canadian roads are. Here's to many more Mabim Bam picnics. I hope this non-surprising surprise makes your week. Love, JB." What's a Mabim Bam picnic? I gotta know. Are you having one right now? Watch out for ants. They're in the jelly. No. Get them out of here, ants. Damn it. Thanks to John Roderick and the Long Winters for the use of our theme song. It's a departure off the album Putting the Days to Bed. It's a fantastic album that makes for a very spooky Halloween season, I guess. Thank you also to Maximum Fun for having us. You can go to MaximumFun.org and check out all the great podcasts there. Shows like Lady to Lady, The Greatest Generation, The Beef and Dairy Network, Tights and Fights, a bunch of good shows all at MaximumFun.org. And if you want to check out other shows and videos and stuff that we do, you can go to McElroyShows.com. Okay, that's it. I'm going to get back to the episode now. Thank you again for bearing with us for these live eps. I know it's not everybody's cup of tea. Next one will probably be either our live show from Atlanta or Nashville, and then we're going to get right back into, you know, making the sausage, I guess. I don't know why I put it that way. But yeah, Southeast, we're coming for you this weekend, and enjoy the rest of the episode. Bye.
Judge John Hodgman ruled in my favor.
Judge John Hodgman ruled in my friend's favor.
Judge John Hodgman ruled in my favor.
I'm Judge John Hodgman. You're hearing the voices of real litigants, real people who have submitted disputes to my internet court at the Judge John Hodgman podcast. I hear their cases, I ask them questions, they're good ones, and then I tell them who's right and who's wrong.
Thanks to Judge John Hodgman's ruling, my dad has been forced to retire one of the worst dad jokes of all time.
Instead of cutting his own hair with a Flowbee, my husband has his hair cut professionally.
I have to join a community theater group.
And my wife has stopped bringing home wild animals.
It's the Judge John Hodgman podcast. Find it every Wednesday at MaximumFun.org or wherever you download podcasts.
Thanks, Judge John Hodgman.
That's
should we move on to audience questions?
Yes.
All right. So we've come to the point in the night where we take audience questions. First and foremost, there's one rule. Okay, so if you start your question with, this might sound like a bummer, but...
We've been hurt before.
But here we are in New York, the biggest little city. Is that right?
No.
Okay. Beantown. And...
That's nope. Sunday.
Okay. But here's the... What is it? Big Snapple? Huh. That's weird. All right.
Move it along.
In order to answer these questions accurately, we found ourselves in need of an expert. We brought an expert in, if he could join us now.
Ladies and gentlemen, our dear friend, the smartest guy we know, John Hodgman.
Do we have a fourth seat?
Oh, we do.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for that big naked egg taco burg. Welcome.
I'm so disappointed that you did not opt to sit at the piano, John. That was the visual I was hoping for, and...
I don't play the piano.
No! John, what have you brought with
you? Well, John!
Oh, just some copies of my new book, Vacation Land, to be published October 24th.
Wow.
I brought one for each of you.
Oh, thank you. And
thank
one
you
for
much
yourself.
And one... and one for myself... or one
for
the...
Did you just need me to sign this on the inside?
Yeah, if you don't mind, yes. Just to validate my
up,
parking,
please?
Please. Thank you very
I
much.
I was hoping there'd be the bit in the middle like they do in the novelizations of like Star Wars books where there's like pictures of you just like hanging out, wearing some shorts.
That'll be for the paperback for sure.
Okay. This isn't the paperback, John?
No, these are advanced reader's copies.
You can't get this shit. I'm selling this after the show. Can we get some house lights up, please?
So I see that people have lined up. This is not how we usually do it, but fuck it. Let's roll with it, because there's a lot of folks
but
there
wait,
already.
Don't come line up. After they're done,
no.
we'll call.
There's
oh my,
yeah,
no
we've
way we're getting through
that's
this.
That's enough, okay?
In fact, count back five.
That's probably
sit
good.
Sit down.
Let's...
Okay, no, wait, no, we're fine. We're fine, we're fine. We'll just get through as many as we can. What's your name?
My name is Adi Stein.
Hi.
Adi Stein.
Hello.
Hello. You guys, I think, went to high school with a good friend of mine, Brandon McCoy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I did not.
College.
Or college. He just had a baby.
Oh,
great.
Yeah, his first kid, Shyla May. So I was hoping... as
no
a
names,
bunch of,
please.
Sorry.
I'll edit it out.
As a bunch of sweet young dads, Do you have any pro advice besides don't drop shit on the baby's face?
John, if you were to sum up all of your parenting knowledge into one sentence, what would it be?
Don't talk too much. Let that baby tell you what it needs. Don't tell it what it needs.
That's actually really good.
That's good. That's so good.
Especially when the baby can't talk anyway, so the two of you can just be quiet together for one.
Just savor the peace. Yeah.
That's the thing. Babies actually don't need that much. You think they do, but just wait till they ask you for something. You'll be fine.
You know what? You know what babies really? You know what babies really don't need? Dads. Little babies. You will not tell all of our good friend from college,
Brandon.
And what was the name of the baby again that you revealed without consulting your friend?
Shyla Mae Brandon.
I'm sure that's not it.
Shyla Mae will not know or care that Brandon exists for about 7 years. So Brandon should be watching as much series television as he can right now.
Does that help?
I hope so.
Excellent. All right. Hello.
Yes.
Hi.
What's your name?
I'm Nina.
Hi, Nina.
Wait, can I just say, have you all now just sat down in the aisle?
That is so cool of y'all.
We didn't want to applaud you.
That's so smart. Thank you.
I appreciate this audience's
this line?
Right line hasn't figured it out yet.
Come on. All right. Sit down.
Left line knows the score.
Hey.
Okay, so I dated a girl in high school 6 years ago.
Okay.
And mm-hmm.
Sorry, it seems like you just realized how long ago high school was.
We're not going to know that better than
I get
you.
It, for sure.
Okay. And so I saw
Are you looking?
When did you go to high school? Click.
Okay.
I saw her best friend at a Food Lion when I was home for a day this August. And, okay, so she made me, the girl I dated, she gave me this necklace that she made before we dated.
Okay.
And her friend asked me, when am I giving it back?
Oh, shit.
Is this some dating protocol I never
knew? No. What?
I just thought it was buck wild.
Yeah. That is buck wild, indeed.
What is your ex or anybody they will ever know going to do with the special necklace that she made for you? That is the most buck wild thing I've ever heard.
Can I tell you, straight up, no matter what the situation is, anyone who says, when are you going to give that thing I gave you with no agreement previous about back, that's not a thing. That's nothing. That's nothing.
Thank you.
If someone says, like, I got this book for you, and then 2 years later is like, when am I going to get that book back?
Hey, Nina, I got this book for you. Oh. It's called Vacation Land.
Please don't throw it. Oh, fuck.
Okay.
Would you hand that back to her?
Hand that back to Nina. Hey, great. Congratulations, Nina. That's good. Good read.
I'm not sure. Now, that's a very kind gesture.
I'd like that back in 3 months, please.
Not now.
No. That's called a gift, and I do not expect it back, even if we become mortal enemies.
Thank you, John Hodgman.
You're welcome.
And he is planning on becoming mortal enemies. Don't get it twisted.
Nina, and you know why, too.
Can we help?
Yes.
Baby. All
right. Right side.
Hi.
Hi.
My name's Jack. And,
Hi, Jack.
Over the summer, my best friend, he came out with me and some of my family to Montauk out on the beach. Nice place if you can drive and are independently mobile. I'm not so much that, so it's kind of a sandy prison.
Can you do me a big favor?
Yes.
Can you turn your hat backwards like you're really cool? Because all I can see is that there we go. There's that
face. All right.
There's a light shining perfectly down on you, and so it looked like you were headless. It was very... And I was getting scared that there was some sort of specter or ghoul situation.
Spook specter or ghost.
Okay.
So we were in a car with some of my extended family, and out in Montauk, there's this place called Gosman's Dock, and there's a...
Yeah, oh yeah.
Sure.
And sure. There's a...
The Gos.
There's a ice cream location, a brand. Am I allowed to say brands?
Yeah. You already did.
You heard the bit about Taco Bell, right, my man? For sure? Okay, go ahead.
All right. So it's a Ben and Jerry's.
Okay.
So we're in the car, and we're planning to go to Gosman's Dock for dinner, and then Ben and Jerry's after. And so my cousin mentions Ben and Jerry's, and my friend Noah, he turns to me and says... What? And for the next, I shit you not, 4 hours, Noah maintains under constant interrogation the pretense that he, a 20-something dude from New York City, has never heard of Ben and Jerry's.
Okay.
Okay, let me tell you something, Jack. He is fucking with you.
Yes.
No.
Yeah, for sure.
So we're in line after dinner at the Ben and Jerry's.
Once he's standing in the Ben and Jerry's, like, I don't believe this. There's no way.
And he taps me on the shoulder and shows me a photo from his Facebook timeline.
Uh-huh.
Of him and another one of his friends sticking their heads through a Ben and Jerry's
fucking dick.
Like, he was like, they knew what, like, he was like, that's the prestige, like, got you.
So wait, what do you need advice on?
Yeah, what do you need us
how
for?
Can
yeah.
I ever,
how do you kill him?
How can I ever trust him again?
Smother,
you can't!
Smother
him
in Chunky Monkey.
Yeah, you gotta kill him with, it has
to
be nice.
Hey, Noah.
Noah! You're
fuck
dead
you.
To Jack.
Yeah, fuck you, Noah.
Noah.
This is a weird turn for the... We've never done this before, but... Fuck you, Noah. I guess.
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Nadia.
Who do you want us to say fuck you to, Nadia? Who do you want us to burn down? It's apparently what we're doing now.
The rest of this episode... If you just want us to say fuck you to someone,
this is our burn book episode.
Yeah, this is a burn book episode. Who do you want to say fuck you to?
Say fuck you to Tom. He knows who he is.
Tom. Fuck off, Tom. Eat shit, dude. Tom, you know who the fuck you are.
Hey, Tom.
I'm putting Tom on my Nina list.
Tom, everybody knows your game. Fuck off.
All right, go ahead, Nadia. Sorry.
All right, so when I was a child, I was...
Wait, hold on. Let's settle in. I remember summers and wintershams.
When I was a child, I was very sensitive to horror movies. I would see a trailer and I would be horrified. I'd cry the whole night long. It didn't even have to be horror movies. It was mildly spooky. I'd be ruined.
Don't turn around.
There's a big skeleton right... No, you looked! Thank you to the person behind you who pretended to be a big skeleton.
That was a tough improv that we gave you, but you performed admirably.
You ran with it.
Oh, it's a Ghostbusters shirt. Yes, it's very wonderful. Okay.
So I started getting very good at avoiding trailers, but then when I would see a horror movie poster, I would just wonder, what's the story? So I would Wikipedia the plot, and...
Hold on.
Nadia, oh. I'm going to let... Please let Nadia finish, because this is only going to get better. I just cannot imagine. This is unfathomable. So, please go ahead.
And then, you know, I wouldn't sleep the whole night long.
From the Wikipedia entries, I got it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That you read willingly.
Then I learned, you know, not to do that anymore. So I had a few quiet years where I only slept badly.
I cannot wait for the elevation of your depravity. Go ahead.
So I had a few years where... I slept badly just because I have issues.
She okay?
And, but then, in the middle of August, I was at my job and I listen to podcasts while I work.
Okay,
And I saw in the little recommended thing something called the No Sleep Podcast.
Wow.
And then I thought to myself, I'm an adult now. I'll be okay. So I listened for... Okay. The whole workday from 9 to 5.
Okay.
And I was like, this is great. This is a great podcast. I'm fine. And then the night came.
This, I want to tell you, I don't know if this is a question or if this is good podcast, anything. I'm fucking hooked.
Yeah.
Wherever you're going.
This is like S-Town, but on our thing. Yeah.
And then the night came. I stood up.
For those of you listening along at home, she's got a flashlight underneath her chin as she tells the story. And then the night came.
And then...
This is not a joke. I've had to pee for about 30 minutes, and now I'm so spooked that it's going to come out of me if I don't run off the stage. But we have monitors in the bathrooms back there, so I'm going to listen to the rest of it, and I promise I'll be back in time to give you advice.
Okay.
Just project.
Go. All right. Go ahead, Cecil. Where were you?
So, you know...
So, Nadia.
Griffin, I needed you!
No, not Nadia. What I want you to do is go into the bathroom behind him. And when he's washing his face in the mirror, just go, ah!
Okay.
Can I tell you?
All right, everybody be quiet for a second. Let Griffin think the monitors aren't working.
Okay.
Wait.
Hello?
Wait,
test.
No, just wait.
This is the water. And this is the well. Drink. Babadook.
Do you do that on baby monitors?
Griffin.
We do that on baby monitors at home. We wait till the other one is alone in the room where the other end of the monitor is, and we get real close to it and just go,
Babadook.
We've taught Charlie to do it, which is adorable. All right, Griffin McElroy, welcome back to the stage.
I can go for another fucking hour. Let's do this.
Okay. Nadia, what's the question?
How do I break this horrible, painful, yet pleasurable cycle?
Let me help you stop listening to this podcast. Okay. Are you...
You enjoy it, but it keeps you awake. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
So you either have to stop listening to this stuff and don't even read the Wikipedia page, or just keep going until you're not scared of it anymore.
Ooh, I like that.
Immersion therapy.
Get to the end of the podcast and find out.
You have what Edgar Allan Poe calls the imp of the perverse, an attraction to the thing that you know is bad for you.
Edgar Allan Poe's here. What's up, my man?
That's right.
What's up, Edgar?
Love your shit.
Hey, dude, spooky books.
You're never going to break this attraction. You have to work your way through it.
Yeah, I like that. Till you get bored of it.
So let's go see It this weekend.
So does that help?
Sing yeah, It with John Hodgman?
Really good. Sing It with John Hodgman. We'll fix it all.
Just Hi. Pull a Macbeth.
Yeah, thank you. Hi, what's up?
Hi, how's it going?
Good.
We're going to go quicker because we got like 5 minutes left.
I'll blow through this.
Hit me.
So I was at a comedy club the other night, and I went to get some beers from the bar, and I paid with a 20, got two beers, and I got like $16 in change back.
Damn.
Whoa.
All right.
Where were you? 1860?
Yeah.
It wasn't good.
Okay. Oh, the beer was bad?
Yeah. But
wait, but it was $2 beer, man. Like, what do you want?
Yeah, that's your fault. Anyway.
So I got the two beers in one hand, and then I get my change back in the other, and I'm trying to put two ones into the tip jar.
Uh-oh.
But I drop all of my money.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for doing this for me.
Yeah, so...
You've given me such an enormous gift.
So then I reach my hand.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, hell yeah.
Of course you did.
Yeah, you fucking Seinfeld motherfucker. Sure you did. I love it. Let's reenact my favorite Will and Grace plot next. I love this.
I only wanted like my 10 back.
Okay.
So I come out with two ones.
Oh,
you
dude.
Dog. You lost the grand prize game. You got out, right? You stopped at that point, right?
Oh,
okay. Hold on.
No.
The bartender looks at me.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
And he asks what I'm doing.
Making change for my 16, and then you walk out.
And I struggled for an explanation, then just dropped the two ones back in the tip jar.
Listen.
Understand that was, I want you to feel, there's no advice we can give you. We can just tell you, you did the right thing. You made a $16 mistake, and there's no way to fix it.
It could have been a $14 mistake if you had just said two magic words, rubble, rubble, and then run out.
Yeah. Yeah. Bartenders love thieves.
No, you did right. I don't know what you want me to tell you.
No, you did it because you went back in. I'm sorry.
You should have dropped the $16 and be like, god damn it. And then walked away.
You may as well have dropped them down a fucking sewer drain. Like, they're gone.
You could have dropped that $16 and then gone back to that bar for the next 2 weeks in a row and not tipped and just known in your heart, you're fine.
You paid it backwards.
You spent $4 on beer. A $16 tip makes you the most generous man in the world.
Yeah. You tipped 400%.
The only shame is that you weren't, like, raising your eyebrows at them as you put it in, huh?
That's actually the time where you get to look at it and go, next time when I say, do you know who I am? Remember that this is who I am. I want you to remember this moment when I ask that question in the future.
Have you been back to the bar since?
No, not yet.
Again, good call. You've made the right decision.
even though you did the wrong thing by going back in there, because that's a violation of the tips space... If you do that because you want to correct your error and the bartender says, what are you doing? Just tell them.
Yeah.
I dropped my money in there. I want to take
it. They are also humans.
No, I'm sorry. If I'm a bartender and you said, I dropped my money in there, I say, that's how it fucking works.
True.
Now it's... It crossed the magic threshold of the jug. Then it became my money.
You're right.
Are we done?
You know,
are
you should, you should cut your hand off.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah. All right, perfect.
What are you doing? You're right. One more.
We got one more. Sorry, everybody else in line. This is it. Hi.
Hi, I'm Jesse.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Jesse.
So I have a 5-month-old kitten. Oh. When he was 1 month old, my mom trained him to drink only out of cups.
Oh, hell yeah.
And mugs. So now he's 5 months old, and I still give him a bowl of water every day, but it just gets dirty. So I leave him mugs, but then when I pour myself a mug of, like, milk or wine, he tries to drink it?
Yeah.
What do I do?
Enjoy that drunk cat.
Yeah, you've got a good thing going. Wow. It is...
Listen... A cat's job is to retrain you.
We have on our end table a cup for our cat that is always there, and we always have to explain to our friends that's the cat's cup. And then one time a friend saw the cup and went, I'm parched, and took a sippy sip, and then I could never talk to them again.
Wait, hold on.
Did he take a sip by leaning over and licking out of it?
You had another human being in your house who said, a glass of water I did not pour.
They also had
myself.
A similarly sized glass. It was a classic parent trap mix-up.
This is true, because I also have a cat who has strange water-drinking habits. You can read all about it in my comic, Garfield. And every time anyone cat sits for me, it is basically a 45-minute monologue on why you shouldn't fuck up my cat's schedule. Of like, she'll drink out of that. Don't touch it. She drinks out of my dog's water bowl, and my dog has just learned not to. Just not to worry about it.
Do you love that kitty, though?
Yes.
Just let him. It's fine.
Thank you.
You know, I went... And congratulations again to your mom for messing up your life. One more way.
I want to do one more. One more question. I don't care.
Thank you. Sorry. Right. Thank you. Thank you and sorry.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
Hi.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Sorry, the timer's at 2 seconds. Oh, no, it's counting up. Sorry. Go ahead.
Okay.
My name's Afate.
Hey,
what's up?
This is my cool baby daughter who put me on to you guys.
Oh nice. Cool. Thank you.
I had no idea that you guys even existed until she told me about you guys.
Hello. Great.
Just like the rest of Earth.
Welcome to everyone
exactly.
else.
And that is when they were conjured into existence.
Right, pretty much. And I just wanted to ask, because Lin-Manuel was on earlier.
True.
Yeah.
And I know that he sometimes raps. And he's a person of color, so he's kind of like a brother. So he's like a fourth brother, kind of.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah.
I would love to battle rap him for the position of fourth brother.
Well,
or at least, or if not that, at least for one of your books, John.
You can rap to be mean.
You can rap
I'm
to be
I'm getting pretty
Travis.
Tired of it. It's gone 8 years now. Lynn?
I don't know if he's still here.
Oh, you know what? Battle rap Griffin.
Hey.
Okay.
Good night, everybody. Oh, no. The clock has a big skull on it.
No. I want to hear Griffin battle rap this gentleman.
I'll just give this to you right now.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. That you won a Pyrrhic victory against my brother in battle rapping. But, hey, give it up anyway. He still won. Griffin conceded right away.
Yeah.
Shout out to all the other Black Mabim Bam fans.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah. Thank you so much.
All 15 of us.
For the folks at home, Justin and I were literally knocked to the ground. As if by a supersonic force.
Tactical blow.
They self-taekwondoed themselves to the ground.
Thank you. Okay, everybody, thank you so much.
Go.
Thank you. Enjoy. Thank you. Okay, so I have to get through these real quick. Thank you first to John Hodgman. Thank you to our dear friend, Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Thank you, Lin.
He's great. Thank you to Still Buffering for opening up for us. Thank you so much. Yes. In case we didn't say it before, there are posters out in the lobby if you didn't grab
posters.
One. Yes.
We signed some of them. We did our best.
Thank you to Paul.
Thank you,
Sam.
Paul, for helping us out.
And thank you, Paul. Thank you, Sam. Thank you, everybody, to AG. Thank you, everybody, to this fucking beautiful theater.
This is the craziest
right?
theater I've ever been in my entire life.
Thank you for making it all the way out to Brooklyn. Didn't know that was a thing until New York people told me. And we should also make it clear, unfortunately, we're not going to be able to do meet and greet.
We try to hang out after the shows, but we have like an early-ass train tomorrow, and we have an hour to get back to our hotel because we're in the middle of Brooklyn, so we're probably just going to bounce. But
yeah,
so. Sorry
but
about
thank
that.
You for coming. We really appreciate it.
We tried to say hey to some folks before the show.
Yeah, we came by and say hi. Sincerely, this has been like so wild, and there's so many of you.
This is our biggest show ever, and thank you
so much.
Also, we should say, along with thanking John, Vacationland is coming out when, John?
October 24th, 2017.
Hell yeah.
Catch it! This is not a joke. If I can spend 1 second saying, we grew up listening to John Hodgman's books when we went on our family vacations. I remember listening to...
I'm extremely old.
We listened to more information than you require going to Nashville with our dad.
Pigeon Forge, remember?
Yeah,
Pigeon Forge too.
And so it's really cool that he was here tonight.
Yeah,
If you have never listened or read any of his books before, you should get on vacation.
Oh, yeah, he's very a genius.
Kind. Very kind. So I am an only child... So I envy you guys your siblinghood quite a bit, and I am glad to be here with you.
Well, you just have to battle rap Lynn, and then you can be our fourth brother.
That is going to do it for us, Griffin. You have one final question for us.
Well, let's pick it.
Every week, Griffin picks a Yahoo, and then we come back to it next week and talk about it.
This one is sent in by Level 9000. Yeah, true, Drew Davenport. Thank you, Drew. Asked by Yahoo Answers user Captain, who asks, mad because my life sucks compared to Seth Rogen and Seth MacFarlane.
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother, and me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.
Hey, you, with the headphones. Just between you and me, the MaxFun store just got some of that sweet, sweet new merch in stock. You know, that merch from your favorite MaxFun shows? Could be posters, tote bags, shirts, stickers, patches, aprons. We got it all. Well, we got a lot. Point is, there's some new stuff. Go to MaxFunStore.com.